Belleville, 200 years in the making. That's two centuries of stories and extraordinary people. This is the story of the Hull family.
Long before Bobby became the Golden Jet, there was John and Augusta Hull. In the early 1900s, John and Augusta Hull of England stepped aboard the Queen Mary and made the journey to Canada. On March 26, 1910, their youngest son, Robert Edward Hull, was born. Robert lived in Point Anne, and at age 15, he joined his father working at Canada Cement Plant 5. Three of Robert's brothers also worked at the cement plant, William, Jack, and Walter. In 1921, an accident at Plant 5 claimed the life of 18-year-old Jack Hull. And in 1949, Walter Hull died while working at Plant 5. He was just 44. On a happier note, Robert Hull married Lena Marguerite Cook in 1935. During World War II, Lena worked alongside many other women at the cement plant. Among Robert and Lena's 11 children, two became stars on ice. First came the rise of Robert Marvin Hull. You might know him as Bobby. While playing minor hockey in Belleville, Bobby Hull was scouted by the Chicago Blackhawks. He became one of the greatest scorers in hockey history. Today, at Chicago's United Center, there stands a statue honoring the great Robert Marvin Hull of Point Anne. One of Bobby's brothers, Dennis, became an NHL All-Star in his own right. Dennis Hull helped Canada topple the Soviets in the 1972 Summit Series. He remains a respected keynote speaker. And in 1964, the next Hull legend was born, Bobby's son, Brett, also born in Belleville. Brett Hull reached megastar status with the St. Louis Blues. Remarkably, he surpassed Bobby's legendary goal total. And in 2009, Brett joined his father in the Hockey Hall of Fame. The Hull family, a hockey dynasty born in the beautiful city.
Celebrate the history, share the stories. This has been Belleville 200 on 800 CJVQ.